Let's do a short reading. It is in your leaflet as well, where the song words are in. But if you have brought a Bible, then we're reading this morning from the writer Luke, the gospel writer Luke, who tells us this wonderful story of the shepherds who are visited by an angel. And we heard a little bit about it in the Nativity. But let's read Luke's words himself when he says in chapter 2 from verse 8. Luke chapter 2 from verse 8. It says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night, as was their job. And it says that an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, because I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Because today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the promised one, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a little baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.' And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen this little baby Jesus, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary, she treasured up all these things and pondered them right here in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." And that's where we'll finish our reading for this morning from Luke chapter 2. I wanted to talk a little bit about that little word, peace. Peace. There's a lot of peace when it comes to the Christmas story, isn't there? I mean, can you tell me anyone who heard the message, peace? Anyone at all? Who heard those wonderful words, peace? Peace be with you. Peace is coming. Who heard that? Anybody? Did nobody hear about peace at Christmas? Any of the adults? Well, ask the adults. Are you all shy now? You'd rather be on this stage? It makes nice noise, doesn't it? Tell me. Was there anyone that heard about peace at Christmas? What about the shepherds? Did the shepherds not hear it from the angel? And then from all the angels saying, peace on earth. Peace on earth for everybody. But I even wondered about Mary. I know the word peace wasn't used, but when this angel appeared to her, she was what? She was a little bit scared, wasn't she? Would you be scared if an angel came to, you know, visit you? I think I would be. And then the angel says, "Don't be afraid," which is a little bit like saying, "Peace. Don't be worried. Don't be afraid. Instead, have peace because I'm bringing you good news." Yes. And who else might have heard about peace? What about Joseph? Wasn't Joseph a little bit worried? And was he not going to say, "Well, maybe I shouldn't get married to Mary"? And then an angel came and said, "Actually, have peace about marrying Mary." But you know, one of the most beautiful things is that before Jesus was even born, about hundreds of years before, there was a special name given to Jesus. Can anybody think of any names given to Jesus? Emmanuel, beautiful, which means God with us. Anyone else? The King and the Prince of Peace. Exactly. He's called the Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. So Christmas is a lot about peace. And not peas that you have to eat when they're on your plate. Just the round ones that kind of roll off your plate. But peace. And I was thinking about this. Isn't that a great message? I mean, don't we all want peace in this world today? I mean, just think about it. Don't you want a little bit of peace from your teachers? Yeah? Who's looking forward to their school break? Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Not any teachers here? I do apologize, of course. You're being in a school and all. But yeah, here's a nice picture of school being out. Has anyone got their holidays already? Oh, well, some still have to do Tuesday, Wednesday. Ken, have you got any pictures? A nice one here of school being out. Next one. School being out. Look how happy they're looking. But what about the adults? Don't we all want a little bit of peace from all those shopping lists and no more queues and no more cooking? And I know for some of us it's still ahead. You know, just the time to put your feet up. What do you think of this? Isn't that what Christmas should be all about? A bit of feet up. Do you guys want to put your feet up? Well, you're already sitting, aren't you? And you know, on a more serious note, when you think about the world today, what an astonishing things have happened in recent months. All the events in Paris, the war in Syria that has been going on now for a long time, and all the other places where there's war. Isn't it wonderful to think that Christmas is all about peace? Doesn't the world need truce and harmony, that we all get on with each other? Don't we need a little bit of minion spirit? What about these minions? Look how well they're getting on with one another. That's peace right there. Just one big bunch. And we all get on. Don't the minions get on with each other, don't they? Yeah, we need a little bit of the minions in us, don't we? Sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah, there's one person in the whole Christmas story that didn't have any peace. You had no peace? Oh, you're not saying me. Who had no peace in the Christmas story? Matthew. Herod. Matthew, well played. Didn't Matthew do great on the Herod? Well done. And who said he, what was the word you guys used? He was upset. He was what? He was disturbed. No, there was a great word used. What was it? He was terrified. No, there was another word. Does any of the adults remember? Did you listen? He was what? Raging. Thank you. What a great word. He was raging. So here's the story of peace. But Herod doesn't have peace. Have you ever wondered why he had no peace? Why does Herod have no peace? We will ask the adults, why did Herod have no peace when Christmas is all about peace? Anybody? Thank you. What? He felt threatened by Jesus? But Jesus was only a little baby. Have you ever felt threatened by a little baby? Oh, there's a baby. Not sure what he's going to do. So he felt threatened. Why would he feel threatened by Jesus? Any of the adults? Are you as shy as the little ones? I see someone way in the back. I don't know if you can shout loud enough. He was what? Yes, he was born to be the king of the Jews. And what do you think Herod thought? He thought, I might have to give up being king, didn't he? If I allow this Jesus in my life, or if I allow him to be alive, then that'd be maybe a threat to me being king. And I might have to stop being myself. And, you know, I quite like my life. I think that's what Herod thought. He was like, you know, to keep my own peace, and maybe to keep the peace of the land, I must keep this Jesus far away. Maybe even get rid of him. So Herod saw Jesus as a peace disturber rather than a peace giver. Jesus, according to Herod, was big trouble. What do you think? Is Jesus big trouble? No. What do you think? Is he great news of great joy of all the people? He is, isn't he? But Herod instead was threatened and he felt scared, even though Jesus was still a baby. Now, I've been wondering about this. What's wrong with Herod? Why? How come he's so worried about this little baby Jesus? Well, I wonder if he misunderstood the whole idea of peace. And maybe he misunderstood how you get this peace. Because what do you think? Is peace a break from school? Is that what peace is all about? Did you get a break from school? How long is your break? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? 10 days. Oh, that's even worse. Only 10 days. Life is so tough. 10 days. And what happens then? You have to go back to school. Sorry to start about this, but you know, for some that the break hasn't even started, but there will come a time that piece is all over again and you have to go back to school and do all your homework. And what about all the shopping and cooking? Do you think we can just, that's it for the rest of the year and next year? If only. Kid, I don't know what, you know, how much is eaten in your house, but I bet when you turn around, it's gone and you have to go back to that shop. And unfortunately, even the peace that the world needs so much, no more fighting, is only temporary. It's only short-lived, because before you know it, we're back at school, we're back at the shop, and we're back hearing of all these wars and all the fighting. That's not good news, is it? And I don't think that's the peace we ultimately want. Well, the good news is then that the peace that the Bible talks about is a peace that is used with the word shalom. Shalom. Here's the word here. It's a Hebrew word. And the word has a very deep meaning, and it means a total well-being. So it's a peace, not like a school holiday, but it's deeply rooted in a heart, no matter what our circumstances are. Spiritually, emotionally, physically, all of that combined. So it's not maybe a feeling per se. It's certainly not always the absence of fear, of trouble, but instead, it's the presence of a peace that surpasses all of our understanding and is actually there in our deepest crisis. When we need it the most, that's when God's peace can come into our life. And you know why this is? The peace that God offers through Jesus is not a peace with ourselves. It's not even a peace with one another, but it's a peace with God. Peace with God. A peace from which all the other pieces, and I don't know if that's good English, but from all the other pieces will flow. A peace with God. And I guess the question for all of us here this Christmas, including all of you, is do you know this peace with God in your heart? Do you know this peace of God in your heart? Because can I just be very honest for a moment? I wonder if there is a little bit of Herod in all of us. I wonder, in the conversations I have with people, how I hear people say, actually, I'm worried that if I believe in this Jesus, it might ask something of us that I'm not sure if I'm ready to do or to give up. Some wonder that if you start believing in Jesus, you might lose your position or your success or maybe even your identity. You have to start talking funny and you have to look all holy. Some people even say, Jesus, you know, that's religion. That means restrictions. That means all kinds of laws and rules. Sorry, all kinds of laws and rules that you need to follow. It's actually probably the opposite of joy and peace. Jesus gives trouble rather than peace. And as a result, because we allow that bit of Herod to speak in us, as a result, we miss out on the true, lasting peace that God offers us. And instead, we satisfy ourselves with a shallow and an unreliable, often self-made peace that we're having to constantly try to find and hold on to. But this morning, the Bible invites us all to not see Jesus as a threat, but instead to let go of any of the fears that we might have and to realize that there's no one and there's nothing in this world that can give the perfect peace that Jesus gives. Do you know what Jesus said himself in the Gospel of John? And it's on the screen. He said, peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. Someone once said, no God, no peace. But no God, no peace. We pray together. And thanks for your attention. That was wonderful. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you, although you're God, chose to come and become a human being to live here on this earth. And by coming to live on this earth, you wanted to give your life so that we could have peace with God. I simply want to pray for anyone here today that might not know that peace with you, might not even know peace in our lives, that today we may reach out to that invitation and open up that great present and gift of peace that you offer us through Jesus. And I pray that from the youngest one here amongst us this morning, as well as the oldest, because I think we all need that peace. Help us not to be like Herod and see Jesus as a threat, but instead embrace the true message of Christmas this year. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.